வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 29th of November, 1973, in New York, New York.
ரகுநாதம் சீவம்.
Yamuna Tira Vanajara. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 सूत उवाच एवं
एवं
कृष्ण
कृष्ण
सखा कृष्ण
कृष्ण
भ्राता
भ्राता
राज्ञा
राज्ञा
विकल्पिता
विकल्पिता
नाना
नाना
शंका
शंका
आस्पदं
आस्पदं
रूपं
रूपं
कृष्ण
कृष्ण
विश्लेष
विश्लेष
कर्षिता
कर्षिता
सूत उवाच
सूत उवाच
एवं कृष्ण सखः कृष्णो
एवं कृष्ण सखः कृष्णो
भ्रात्रा राज्ञा विकल्पिता
राज्ञा राज्ञा विकल्पिता
नाना शंकास्पदं रूपं
नाना शंकास्पदं रूपं
कृष्ण विश्लेषकर्षिता
कृष्ण विश्लेषकर्षिता
सूत उवाच
सूत उवाच
एवं कृष्ण सखः कृष्णो
एवं कृष्ण सखः कृष्णो
भ्रात्रा राज्ञा विकल्पिता
भ्रात्रा राज्ञा विकल्पिता
नाना शंकास्वरूपम्
नाना शंकास्वरम् रूपम्
कृष्ण विश्लेषकर्षिता
कृष्ण विश्लेषकर्षिता
सूत उवाच
सूत उवाच
एवं कृष्ण सखः कृष्णो
एवं कृष्ण सखः कृष्णो
भ्रात्रा राज्ञा विकल्पिता
भ्रात्रा राज्ञा विकल्पिता
नाना शंकास्पदं रूपं
नाना शंकास्पदं रूपं
कृष्ण विश्लेषकर्षिता
कृष्ण विश्लेषकर्षिता
Translation: Suta Goswami said, Arjuna, the celebrated friend of Lord Krishna, was grief-stricken because of his strong feeling of separation from Krishna, over and above all Maharaj Yudhisthira's speculative inquiries.
So, evam Krishna Sakak Krishna. Arjuna's name is Krishna Sakak, and he is also called sometimes Krishna, because Arjuna's bodily feature was almost similar to Krishna's bodily feature. So, he was morose being separated from Krishna, and his elder brother was suggesting whether you are morose for this reason or that reason or this reason. Actually, he was unhappy on account of being separated from Krishna. Similarly, not only Arjuna, all of us, we are also Krishna. Arjuna is also a living entity. We are also a living entity. So, we are also unhappy because we are separated from Krishna. These modern philosophers or scientists, they may suggest or they may go on thinking otherwise, that they can improve the world situation in their own way, but that is not possible. We are unhappy on account of being separated from Krishna. They do not know that. Just like a child. A child is crying. Nobody can say why he is crying. But actually, a child is generally in crying condition, being separated from the mother. So not only it is the question of Arjuna or Krishna, everyone of us. In the Upanishad it is said that Paramatma, Krishna, and the living entity, they are sitting on the same tree, samane vrikshe. One living entity is eating the fruit of the tree, and the other living entity is simply witnessing, anumanta. So Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddheshe arjuna tishthati. Because without his sanction, the living entity cannot do anything. Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishta. Krishna says that I am seated in everyone's heart. So the living entity wants to do something out of his own whims. Krishna says, or Krishna gives good consultation, that this will not make you happy. Don't do this. But he is persistent, he will do it. Then Krishna sanctions Paramatma, all right, you do it at your risk. This is going on. Every one of us, very intimately connected with Krishna. And Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart. Krishna is so kind that he is simply waiting when this rascal will turn his face towards me. He is simply looking. He is so kind. But we living entities, we are so rascal, we shall turn our face to everything except Krishna. This is our problem. We want to be happy with so many ideas. Everyone is making his own idea. Now, this is. But these rascals do not know that what is the actual process for getting happiness. That is Krishna. That they do not know. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu durasaya ji bahirarthamani. You can see in your country. They are trying so many things. So many skyscraper buildings, so many motor cars, so many big, big cities, but there is no happiness. Because they do not know what is missing. That missing point we are giving. Here is, you take Krishna and you will be happy. This is our Krishna consciousness. Krishna and the living entity, they are very intimately connected. Like father and son, or friend, or master and servant, like that. We are very much intimately connected. But because we have forgotten our intimate relationship with Krishna and trying to become happy in this material world, therefore we have to undergo so much tribulation. This is it. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogavanchaka. We living entities, we are trying to become happy within this material world. Why you are in the material world? Why not in the spiritual world? In the spiritual world, nobody can become enjoyer, bhokta. That is only supreme. Bhokta aram jagadamusam. There is no mistake. There are also living entities, but they know perfectly well that real enjoyer, proprietor is Krishna. That is spiritual kingdom. Similarly, even in this material world, if we understand perfectly well that we are not enjoyer, Krishna is enjoyer, then it is spiritual world. This Krishna consciousness movement is trying to convince everyone that we are not enjoyer. Enjoyer is Krishna. Just like this whole body. The enjoyer is the stomach. And the hands and legs and eyes and ears and brains and everything. These should be engaged to find out the enjoyable things and put it in the stomach. This is natural. Similarly, we are part and parcel of God, of Krishna. We are not enjoyed. In every religion it is accepted. Just like in Christian religion also, it is said, O God, give us our daily bread. Bread, we cannot manufacture. it must come from God. That is Vedic also, Varsa. Nitya nityanam sthitana sthitananam eko jo bahunam vidhati kama. God or Krishna, He gives everything, necessities of life, as you like. But if you accept your enjoyable things as you like, then you become entangled. But if you accept things to be enjoyed by you, tena tak tena bhunjita, as Krishna offers you, then you become happy. If you make, just like a diseased patient, if he wants to enjoy life in his own whimsical way, he will continue his disease. But if he accepts the modes of life according to the direction of the physician, then he becomes free from it. So there are two methods, pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti means, I have got inclination to eat this or to enjoy this, why not? I shall do it. I have got my freedom. But you have no freedom, sir. You are simply, that is maya. You have no freedom. We get experience. Suppose there is very nice palatable food. If I think, let me eat as much possible, the next day I will have to starve. Immediately dysentery or indigestion. You cannot violate the laws of Krishna or laws of nature. That is not possible. You are not at all independent. Because these rascals, they will not understand this. They are always thinking we are independent. That is the cause of all unhappiness. Nobody is independent. How you can be independent? Nobody is independent, neither you can be independent, neither nobody is independent, factually. Who is independent? You are sitting so many boys and girls, who can say, I am independent of everything? No. Nobody can say. So this is our mistake, and by misusing our independence, we are suffering in this material world in so many ways. That has to be reformed. That has to be checked. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has preached, Jivet Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. We living entities, we are eternally servant of Krishna. That is our position. But if we deny this position, so why shall I become servant of Krishna? I am intimate. Then suffering begins. Immediate. Krishna Bhuliyaji Bhagavancha Kare, as soon as he desires to enjoy independently, immediately. That means immediately he is captured by Maya. Krishna Bhuliyaji Bhagavancha Kare, Pasate Mayatare Japatiyadhare. It is very easy to understand. Just like if you don't care for the government laws, if you want to live independently, that means immediately you are in the clutches of the police force. You haven't got to create, it is already there. So our position is always dependent on God. We should understand this. This is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a song, Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor, ottinu tuga pade nanda kishor. This mistake is going on. That I am independent king and my soldiers are my society, community, family, or so many we have been manufactured. But dehapatta kalatradishu, atmasanyeshu, asasu api tasya nidhanam pramatya paschannapi napasyati. Just like a man fights, just like Hitler declared war, or so many wars are declared, this man is declared. Everyone is thinking, I am independent. So, and we are thinking that we have got so many soldiers, so many atomic bombs and so many aeroplanes, we shall come out victorious. Similarly, each and every one of us, we are thinking, I am independent, and my wife, my children, my society, they are my soldiers. If I am in danger, they will help me. This is going on. This is called Maya. Pramatta tasya nidhanam pasannapi napasyati. Because we have become mad after this so-called independence of God, we are thinking these things will help us, will protect us. That is Maya. Tasya nidhanam, everyone will be destroyed. Nobody will be able to give us protection. If real protection is wanted, you will have to take protection of Krishna. That is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. You rascal, you are thinking that so many things will give you protection, that will not be possible. You will be finished and your so-called protector and friends and soldiers, they will be finished. You don't depend on that. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. You just surrender unto me. I will give you protection. Aham ta sarva papibha mokkhasyami masucha. This is real protection. Everyone is falsely thinking independent, but he is dependent. But he is depending on false platform. That is the mistake of this materialism. They are thinking of protection from a filtering platform, material world. So we have to take shelter of Krishna. Krishna is very friendly to all of us. Therefore he comes down from Vaikuntha to inform this. That is Bhagavad Gita. And that is elaborately explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the only thing. So the crisis, people are faced with so many crises, problems, that I told in the airport. The reporter asked me, what is the solution of this crisis coming? And solution is Krishna consciousness. It is already there. But you rascal, you will not take it. Solution is already there. If the Arabians think that this oil is Krishna's property, and the others purchase it, they also think Krishna's property, then they must agree also, America also must agree, that this land of America is also Krishna's property. If you think that the Arabian oil is Krishna's property, God's property, we shall take it by force, then why the Arabian should not be allowed to come from the desert and live in America? But the foolish, they will not come. They have got United Nations. But the United Nations means simply committing mistake. That is their business. Why don't you unite? Yes, this Arabian oil is Krishna's property. Similarly, the Australian land or the African land or this American land, so vast tract of land. No, we cannot come here. Go. Immigration department. You see? Go department. So this nonsense, these rascals, all these politicians, they are spoiling the situation, but they are so big rascals, they will not accept the solution. Take Krishna consciousness and everything will be solved. That's a fact. Murha, but they are so rascal. Duskitina and full of sinful activities. Namanga duskitina murha prapadanti narana. And lowest of the mankind. So always remember that our preaching work is dealing with this kind of man. Duskitina means full of sinful activities. Murha, rascals. Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. And maya, abhritajnana. And they are thinking they are very much advanced in education, but fool number one, Maya has taken their real knowledge. Maya, Aparitagya. Asuri Bhama Master, why all these things? Because they are godless. Only fault is godless. Asuri Bhava Master. Because they have taken the position, there is no God. These big scientists, they are trying to prove there is no God. This creation is due from matter, from chemical. The water has formed from chemical combination, hydrogen, oxygen. These are the all foolish theories, and they are getting Nobel Prize. They are getting Nobel Prize. This is the position. Therefore, from this verse we should know, evam Krishna sakha Krishna bhatra radna abhikilpata. Nana sankha. These rascals, our elder brother, advanced, they are suggesting, this is the cause of. But the only cause is Krishna, forgetfulness of Krishna, that they do not know. The only cause. Krishna bhuliyaji bhogavansha kare pasate manatare jakuri. This is the cause. So try to preach this kind, but not that everyone will accept, but even a few percent, 1% of the whole population accept. Just like in the sky, there is one moon only, and there are millions of stars. They're useless. What is the value of the millions of stars? But one more, dissipate the whole darkness of the night. Similarly, at least, those who are taken to Krishna consciousness, you become, each of you become a moon and enlighten the world. And these so-called glowworms, they will not be able to do anything. That's a fact. Don't remain a glowworm. Just become a sun and moon. Then people will be happy. He will be happy. Thank you very much.